We're back here on Triple Nation, giving you a little bit of news and reviews and a little something that you might have been missing while you were sleeping. And we are going to start with the Spider Triple. Spider Triple, Jason Richardson, what you got for while you were sleeping?
Well, while you were sleeping, if you get on Netflix, you'll find that there's a fantastic new show starring Shrek's very own Puss in Boots. I love that show, and like they got Banderas on there, and like, or at least a Banderas clone. Sounds just like him. I didn't check the cast list, but it's another spinoff of the movie from the series of Shrek movies. So it's like his misadventures, and he's always trying to seduce some girl cat. Yeah, keep it clean, people. Keep it clean. But it's cute. It's cute.
That's cool. What's the official title? The Adventures of Puss in Boots?
It's just, I think it's just under Puss in Boots now. Yeah, okay. It's just under Puss in Boots. But it's only been advertised on Netflix.
Right. I do know it's a Netflix series.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots on Netflix. While you were sleeping, check it out. E-Matt.
Okay, so while you were sleeping, the Consumer Electronics Show has taken place again in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, CES.
So if you are a tech geek or any geek that wants to know about the tech coming out this year, that is the show you need to get up on or Google about or get on YouTube and check out. For instance, Sony has a new 75-inch TV coming out that is thinner than an Xperia. It has PlayStation Network downloaded on it and comes with 16 gigs of internal storage space. Yo, Sony is beast.
That's just this, a TV.
It's just a TV. So, of course, the controllers probably come separate. But, yeah, if you care about anything that's tech, you want your wearables, Apple Watch, your BitFits, new cameras, new GoPro, whatever you want to know about, they debuted it just this past January in Vegas at CES 2015, the Consumer Electronics Show. If you want to know what's hot and what is beyond 4K already, you get up on it.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been pushing that beyond 4K
already.
Stuff. Like, already, like no
I'm
one
like,
has 4K.
4K just came out like last year.
Got it. I know.
No one has 4K.
Yeah, it's not
and
even
you're
like
going
a
beyond
thing.
Already. Why?
4K is like extra.
That's what's after HD. That's after 1080p.
You know what that's called? Real life.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called outside.
Yeah.
Right.
Outside. Randy, what you got?
I told you I'm going to be doing mostly music on these, and this month I'm doing the new album by our old pals, Andorra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my man Kevin McCall is on guitar and lead vocals. Jordan Petrelis is on the drums. Michael, I cannot pronounce your last name, is on the bass. Sam Carlin's on the guitar. The album is called Etc., Etc., Etc. It came out January 6th, 2005, and it's outstanding. It's so good.
What type
These
of music
guys
that
rock
you...
out. These guys are strictly like super duper rock stars, and the album is fantastic. It is available. You can check them out on Andorra Music at bandcamp.com. The album is outstanding. They're really, really good. Andorra's album, Etc., Etc., Etc.
Kennedy.
Just like Randy has decided that all of his While You Were Sleeping will be music-based, I've decided that all of mine will be Philly-based, or at least I'll strive to do that.
Okay.
One of the unsung museums in Philadelphia is the Independence Seaport Museum.
Yeah.
This museum does an amazing, incredibly in-depth and all-inclusive job of explaining Philadelphia's history as it pertains to nautical development, maritime development, and how the merchants relied on our proximity to the Delaware River and its proximity to the ocean to develop Philadelphia as what it was. Not only do they talk about the economical impact and the cultural impact as far as how people got here, but it also talks about the building boats itself. And any of those who know us from Philly Give and Get, we know that we like putting kids on boats. The Philadelphia Wood Boat Factory has a really cool partnership with them as well. So if you've got people coming in from out of town and they've been to the Art Museum, they've been to the Franklin Institute, they've been to the Academy of Natural Sciences, they've been to the Barnes, they've been to the Mutter Museum, all these are great places. The Independent Seaport Museum is fantastic, and it's huge.
Yeah.
Huge. They've got this great section. My favorite section is maps of Philadelphia as of when William Penn set it out and then how it spread and developed ever since then. Great place. Check them out online at phillyseaport.org.
There you go. I'm going to steal a little bit from Randy's Thunder and from Kennedy's Thunder, because I'm going to give you a little bit of music with a Philly bent that you may have been missing while you were sleeping. Okay. Actually, you haven't missed it just yet, because this album won't drop until February 10th. But I don't know when you'll be listening to this. For a long time, a lot of people in Philadelphia have been repping for the soulful sounds of Jill Scott. And some people have been wondering, when is the next Jill Scott going to come their way? Well, the next Jill Scott has already been in your midst. Is a friend of mine, Lydia Renee, who has been doing fantastic music in Philadelphia for at least the last 10 years that I know. She sits herself down on the piano, flashes one of the hugest, prettiest smiles that I have ever seen, and just sings her way into your soul with every note that she puts into that microphone. She is a fantastic musician and singer and songwriter. And her new album, Vintage Heart, drops on February 10th on Bandcamp and on iTunes. You'll be able to catch it. She does a great show. It's so fantastic to see a live performer that sits there, plays, engages with the audience from her seat. She engages to the level that Patti LaBelle gets involved with her audience, talking to you and bugging with you, but still being very authentic in her music. That's what I like. A singer that it sounds like they mean what they're singing. And every time you see them, she means it. She is just a very accomplished artist, and I can't applaud her success any more heartily. Vintage Heart, when it drops on February 10th, or whenever you hear this, go get it. You will do yourself a favor and become enraptured with Lydia Renee right here from Philadelphia. Check it out and sleep no more. All right, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Tribble Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in March here in the beautiful studios of WHYY and Newswork.org, bringing you another edition of Tribble Nation. You can go on to Newswork.org in the Speakeasy blog and see accompanying blogs. We will have our full master list of the Black Tribbles Hall of Fame there for you to check out, as well as our While You Were Sleeping tidbits, as well as we may have some words of advice from the first ladies of Tribble Nation. That will be really cool for all of you to learn how to get along with the geek in your life. For Spider Tribble, Master Tribble, Storm Tribble, Super Tribble, and for the Tribble in my ear, who will in March get into the studio and officially take the Tribble Oath, as well as Charlie over there. Charlie's going to come too. Everybody in WHYY is going to join the Tribble Nation in March. We're going to make it so.
Everybody's got Tribble.
This is the Bat Tribble. In parting, we say,
hailing frequencies closed, Captain.
Wow.
Yeah. What up, what up? 215. WHYY. Send your brother.